Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Seth. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of and some blow and some white wine. If you would turn up your radio, this is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Vicky ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, if she ever let this little guy try, I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And up, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as Larry Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky, cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's the motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Goon, then where you at? They never all relax, they turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Goon, then where you at? They never all relax, they turned up to the max. Damn.
Yo, what's up? This your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA. You know I'm in the motherfucking building. Hey, man, you tuned in live with All Talk No Filter right here on the one and only Dollhouse Radio, baby. Get at your girl on the MZ underscore STL at Twitter. Check out the show page, All Talk No Filter at Twitter. You can always set the whole gang at Dollhouse Radio. That's Dollhouse underscore radio at Twitter. It's a beautiful day. Not beautiful like sunshine, because it's cold as Eskimo's ash crack here, but it's a beautiful day because them bitch-ass Bamas, them Rams, is getting their ass smeared. I mean, smeared like tuna on a cracker. That shit's hilarious. But anyway, we got a great show lined up for y'all, because that's just what we do. Rap Star 412, what's the word, baby?
What's good? What's good, everybody? Happy Sunday. What's up, STL? What's good with you?
Oh, man. I'm living my best life. Every day above ground is a good day. You know?
I feel you. Me, I'm a little tired. You know, I'm a little tired. I was up at 6 in the morning just, you know, enjoying, you know, my day off and everything, and I slept all day, a little groggy, but ain't nothing going to stop anything, you know. It is what it is, you know. But
you got to make sure you ain't get too much sleep, because that'll make you sleepy too.
Yeah, you're right. You know, because you know what? In a couple of weeks, my shift is going to change. So we're going to have to, you know, I'm going to have to figure out to do something. My shift is going to change only about an hour. Instead of me working from 1 to 10, I'll be at 12 to 9. So, you know, I just got to figure things out. But I can't wait, though, because, you know, at the end of this year, from the beginning of next year, you know, I'm going to be a busy man releasing some shit. And, of course, me and you going to be releasing some shit. And everybody else going to be feeling this shit. So it's going to be popping. So you know what? I sleep when I'm motherfucking dead then.
And also, artists, you know what I'm saying, 2020, you know what I'm saying, New Year, got some things popping. And don't forget to get at us, man. You know, if you are interested in expanding your brand and you're looking to venture out into new things, make sure you hit us up at Dollhouse Radio, man, because we definitely want to be able to help you expand your brand, if you're looking to put money towards your brand and you're looking for spins or things of that nature, make sure you hit us up because, hey, if you're not willing to invest in your damn self, who do you expect to invest in you? You feel me? So y'all make
Word.
Sure y'all hit us up. You gonna see us, you know, promoting it and, you know, new year, new shit, step your game up. You know what I'm saying? It's 2020 shit. Hey, you gotta make it happen. But real quick, we gonna jump off into those Dollhouse announcements and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists and your number one source for porn star gossip, music, entertainment news, and no filter fun. Check out our shows weekly. We've got Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m., and our newest show, All Talk No Filter, airing Sundays at 6 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. We've got a hot new indie artist show coming soon called The Takeover, an entire hour dedicated to spinning nothing but the hottest in indie music. If you want your song to make the playlist, email us your MP3 and your social media handles to thetakeoverdhr@gmail.com. Make sure you visit us on the net at www.hotsugartea.com and follow us on Twitter at Dollhouse_radio and on Instagram at Dollhouse_radio and at Hot Sugar Tea. And now, back to your program.
Hey. Hey, if you're just not tuning in, you hear live with All Talk No Filter on Dollhouse Radio. Be sure to hit us up 646-595-4038. If you hear something and you want to say something, be sure to hit the one and we got you. Okay, Rapstar 412, where they do that at?
Apparently down south. Your motherfuckers is crazy, son. Word to mother, man. You know what I mean? Y'all niggas need to get it together, man. Shit is crazy. First thing I'm going to talk about, this is in Virginia, down south. So, this woman named Diamond Kierman, she drove 2 hours from Hampton to go see her boyfriend at the Buckingham Correctional Facility, prison. In, was it Dillon, Virginia. She was going to see her boyfriend at the correctional facility to see her boyfriend. She also brought her her boyfriend's 8-year-old daughter to go and visit her daddy there. While they was there, there's certain procedures when you go to see somebody in prison. I never been through this, but I heard that you have to go through certain procedures, like the whole metal detectors and the dogs and everything like that. And they was going through those particular procedures until there was like a drug and contraband dog who kind of spazzed out on them. Now, because the dog has singled them out, the guards had to tell them that they were going to be strip searched. But they said that the 8-year-old daughter would not be strip searched, only Diamond. But it actually came out, it actually revealed that, you know, the 8-year-old little girl was strip searched. She was forced to take off her clothes and the guards performed to, you know, inspect very thoroughly, which had left the girl, the 8-year-old girl, in like a state of trauma. Friday, this actually happened, you know, pretty recently, actually around Thanksgiving, actually. Friday, December 6th, Virginia Governor Ralph Northam was going to say that he was going to suspend. There's like a policy to where they have a permit to where the correctional officers and the staff, they can perform strip searches to minors. He's going to suspend that policy. Yeah. you're going to suspend that policy. The girl, she, like I said, she's been traumatized. She actually been missing school because of this, so she's probably kind of fucked up in the head because of this. And now they're doing an investigation on the whole operation. Now,
as they should.
It's weird because it, like, how could I say this?
Because there's too many motherfucking pedophiles out here to be doing shit like that. Now let me say this. I have seen, and this fucked me up, but it does happen. It happens a lot. I saw a video where it was visiting time in jail, and this kid, this lady brings in a kid, and
right.
She has the baby. Puts the baby over the table. Lets the dad hold the baby. Okay, she done threw, you know what I'm saying, it's some dope down in the diaper. So he digs down there, gets it, you know, thinking he doing everything. You stupid motherfucker, not knowing that they're watching every single move you make. So, of course, they see the little slip, you know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden you got guards that just charge in the room, snatch him up, snatch the baby. Because they done seen you take the stuff out of the baby's diaper and then try to hurry up and tuck it, you know, and do your thing. First of all, I think it needs to be, there has to be certain regulations in line for things like this. Because like you said, the little girl was traumatized. I think if I was a kid and I had adults that I don't know, never seen before, telling me take off this, take off that. That is embarrassing for an adult, let alone being a little kid, and you're berated and just with a barrage of people that you don't fucking know, taking your clothes off. And you, I mean, it's just, then you have the motherfuckers that fly on the radio that are fucking pedophiles. If they come
right.
in all shapes, sizes, positions, whatever. I'm sorry, go ahead, man.
And it's fucked up because, you know, it's fucked up because people were actually, like, people who in prison, like, it's like a catch 22. You do have people in prison who do put their children in certain situations for their own selfish ambitions while they're in there to try to, you know, get certain things. So they will put the child in that particular danger for that to happen. Now, you also have the other side where there's nothing going on, and because there might be, like, an issue at the checkout station, and now all of a sudden everybody's getting strip searched. Now, it's weird that there is a policy that they said that minors can be strip searched. There's a policy. You would think that it would be the opposite, but they have a policy saying any minors who pass through there, they can be strip searched if need be. And that's kind of creepy. But then again, like
creepy.
I said, it's very creepy. But then again, if you look at the type of, you know, place that they're at a prison. And you don't know what type of motherfuckers, you know, they have, you know, their girlfriends or certain people come through and they got something that they need to get and they try to find out little loopholes to get around it. It's a catch-22. So it's like, you know, it's weird. They didn't really say, like, it would be different if they, you know, I mean, it would not be different, but it would be kind of like the outcome if they did find something. But it never stated that they actually find any contraband or any drug or anything with Diamond and the little girl. But I just think it's kind of fucked up where they do have a policy that's saying that they are permitted to strip search a minor at any given time if need
so
be.
So is this like
where?
Is this like where they have the random search? Because, you know, now – you know, they could, if you were at the airport, they could pull you out of line and say, oh, you were just randomly selected. Are they doing the same thing with kids? If, oh, your kid was randomly selected to be
raped. Nah, this wasn't the case. You know, when they was going through the procedures to actually get, you know, going through metal detectors and going through the safety things, they had, like I said, they had like a drug sniffing dog
okay,
or a contraband
dog,
sniffing
okay.
dog, and the dog sense something or smell something and just started spazzing on them. So that's what made them turn their attentions on them. It wasn't no random thing. just something that the dog, you know, sensed or smelled or did something that made them say, okay, something's going on. We need to find what's going on, and whatever you have, we're going to find it. But it never said right. that they found anything. But in the result of that, the little girl's traumatized now. And there's nothing that you can do to take that back. You know, what can you do to take that back? Even if you found something and you didn't find something, it's not the 8-year-old girl's fault. So now she got to live with that, you know, feeling for how long she is living her life and that she carries that through her life. You know, it's fucked up. It's fucked up that people put, you know, their children do certain situations to be in that situation. And it's also fucked up that you have facilities out here that are permitted and have policies saying that they are and they can strip search a minor. It's creepy. It's weird. Like, I can't get over that. Like, that's fucked up.
Nisi, what you have, if you're going through the airport or something like that, anything, do you feel like it's okay for them to be able to do strip search or random strip searches, or even if the dog detects something or smells something or gives off an alert, do you think it's okay for them to search a child?
Search or strip search? What you saying?
Strip search. Like, just like it, you know, if you're going through the thing and a dog, your dog was acting funny, so they felt like it was mm-hmm. something on the child, so, you know, they stripping the kid.
Well,
what's your reaction as a parent or something like that?
Yeah, I'd be highly upset, but, you know, these days motherfuckers is using children to, you know, transport mm-hmm. drugs. You know, let's keep it real, you know what I'm saying? Transport mm-hmm. drugs, shit, they like to put a bomb on a motherfucking kid. I don't know. They don't give a fuck. Dumb people, you know, they don't care nothing about, you know, they own children or their own husbands and wives. So, you know, at the end of the day, and it's getting mighty crazy. Something just, you know, some shit just popped off in New York City. So, and it was crazy because it wasn't, you know, other nationalities. It was our nationality. You know what I'm saying? So that shit's, you know, you just don't know if that can happen like that. Who's to say they, you know,
They hit you putting shit in your pussy. They know about that. That's old.
That's why you got the machine. That's why they got that machine.
Yeah.
So they could see, listen, they could see you got a Tampax in and any of that. You know what I'm saying? So they check it. You know, it's to me, I feel like it's a violation. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, these motherfuckers is crazy as hell. You know, they're going on these flights and doing all types of crazy shit. So why wouldn't they put it on their child? I mean, I know motherfuckers who done put shit in diaper bags. You know what I'm saying? And that's why you can only carry like a bottle or something in a diaper or two, you know, shit like that. You can't have all the liquid, you know, coming through there. So it is what it is. You don't know what they could say is milk in, be some old other shit. So ain't no telling. Ain't no
right.
telling. I mean, I wouldn't want them to be stealing on my motherfucking baby, you know, regardless what the age, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't want that. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'll go the fuck off about that, bitch. You might be getting your thrills because, shit, we don't know about them motherfuckers. It be motherfuckers that
concern.
Pedophiles and shit. Huh?
I said,
Just because you work for this job or that job doesn't mean you're not a pedophile. Doesn't mean you don't get your motherfucking joys out of what you're doing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Or some of the motherfuckers is freaks, all, you know, in all sorts of types of ways. I mean, you know, so I would be kind of concerned. Yeah, you ain't got no business filling all between my baby legs and shit. If you put the motherfucker in the machine, you know, you put the child in the machine or whatever, okay, you won't feed nothing, all that, you know. Mama could have been smoking some fucking weed before they got there. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
okay.
I mean, let's keep it real. People be getting high before they do anything. Motherfucker get high before they go to the corner smoke, and they reek. You know, that funky shit. With that cat piss smelling shit and all of that. You know? That's going to set the dog off. You know? Especially because you got some bitches that be holding their baby and smoking a Peru. You know? So, I mean, I'd be highly upset, though, if you was, like, filling on my motherfucking child. But you do have people stuffing shit in diaper bags, stuffing shit in the baby diaper, you know. Them the motherfuckers that don't need no kids.
And then on the other side, on the other end, North Carolina, they have three employees that are they work in an assisted living facility, and they have just been arrested because they've been running like a little fight club amongst the elderly.
That's crazy. I've seen that. That's crazy.
They
crazy.
Fucked up. Like these elderly people, they're battling dementia. So they're you know, some of them, not all of them, but some of them are pretty far gone, not all there yet. So they're actually running like an elderly fight club. They've been watching it, filming it, encouraging the residents to fight. Like they had like the 70-year-old woman versus a 73-year-old, you know.
This was crazy.
And the women who've been arrested, like they're young. Like Mary Lynn, she's 32. There's Tanisha, she's 26. There's Tanisha, she's 20. So like they're all like from the range of 20 to 32. Like,
you know,
they're young as fuck.
I can imagine how that got started. I can imagine, you know, how the old people be raising hell, and they just started arguing with each other, and then that's where the betting started. And it might have happened, you know, multiple of times, and then they just ran with it. It's fucked up because where they families at? Where you seeing all these bruises? Because they got to be putting bruises on each other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The people who are not involved, they not questioning them fucking bruises. Because I know if I was to go see my grandmother, God rest her soul, but I was to go see one of my grandmothers, and she all beat the fuck up. Oh, hey, what's, you know, somebody getting their ass whooped, it ain't going to be her. You know? People, that's fucked up, because that tells you that the families ain't even playing a part. You know what I'm saying?
I was just going to say that.
They're not playing a part with one ear, one or the other.
They know who
and
family members
up.
Coming to see them and who isn't. They be like, Mr. Ross,
exactly.
He ain't nobody came to see him in 8 months.
For them to get busted, it's been going on for a minute, for a while, and that's
right.
Sad. That's some sad shit. You know, and that tells you that ain't none of these motherfuckers gave a damn about that, you know what I'm saying? Grandma, Mama, Auntie Susie, Auntie Mary Jane, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody care. I hope these motherfuckers don't do that to me. Shit.
Nah, but you got grandbabies, they'll swoop in and save you, man. They'll swoop in and save you. They ain't gonna let your daughter do you like that. They be like, you better get out,
granny. But it makes you think. It makes you think. Their minds is quick to say, as soon as you can't do this, that, and the other, putting your ass in the mud. They quick. They threaten me with that all the time. They will put me in a motherfucking place. Yes, all the time.
Get up.
They do. Yes, they do. This one that's here, you know, that middle one, he threatened me with that shit all the time. That's some scary shit, though, because the poor old people have no control.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
They deserve, them bitches should get locked up for a long fucking time. Each and every one of them. And you know they're going to tell on each other. Well, she did it first. She said it first.
Mm-hmm.
It was her idea.
They need to lock all of them up. That's fucked up. You know, and it's fucked up to their families, you dumb motherfuckers, for not going and tending to your elderly family members, going to check on them. That's saying
right.
Who ain't been there in a long time. You bitches should go to jail, too, for not checking on your family. Is that a charge? Shit. We
not
make up a charge
care of a facility now.
Families
in their care, in their home, and they were supposed to have been watching them. It could have been right, but they're in a facility. You know what I'm saying? So it's
and
the facility
fucked up thing about it,
to check on them.
And the fucked up thing about it is some of these, you know, elderly people, they're in there, and, you know, some of them don't have family members or like that to check them on, you know, a day
or a weekly
basis. But there's
supposed to be social workers coming in. There's supposed to be random checks, social workers coming in. There's supposed to be doctors coming in. You understand what I'm saying? Even though, okay, they may not be sick today, but there should be a doctor on site, you know, going around. Well, hell, that motherfucker might have been involved too, so what the fuck? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just bad. You know, the social workers, you know, these days, this shit is just crazy. It's crazy. and it's fucked up that you would abuse these poor people. You know what? And they going to be old one day and somebody going to do their ass. You know what I'm saying? Don't no good come to a motherfucker who abused babies and old people. You know what I'm saying? You fucking with people, children and old people, because, you know, old people resort back to being a baby again. You know what I'm
True
saying?
That.
As they get older like that. So fucking with elderly and children ain't no good coming to your motherfucking ass.
You gotta feed them, change their diaper, they lose their teeth.
All the hell 10 times 4, each and every one of them bitches, niggas, whatever it was, all of them is considered bitches to me, because you was a damn fool for doing some shit like that. That shit pisses me off. Shit, they better not let nothing happen to me.
Well, you better sit down and talk to your girl. Tell them they got you fucked up. You ain't going in the old folks. You better sit down and tell them y'all
they
got you fucked up.
Never told me that since they were kids. They have to be in the old folks. They have to be in the motherfucking in some place before I will.
Hey, Ladisi, check this out, though. They be the call. They be done called your girl like, you better come get this motherfucker. She out of here, bro. She out of here. Somebody come get her.
Well, they gonna step my ass on a bench somewhere. Like, we put this bitch out.
They gonna be like, we had to lump her up.
Change me to the motherfucking bench.
But you know what's fucked up. They said that they seen the video, and you could actually hear the video of like some of the older women who were involved in these fights, you know, screaming for help or telling to stop, and they would, you know, encourage, you know, to keep going and everything. That's fucked up. Like, I can't imagine, you know, my elderly grandmother being in that situation, you know, because they're fragile at that point. They can fucking slip and fall, and all of a sudden, you know, you got a case on your hands, you know. So it's like that's kind of fucked
that's
up.
Why
like, that's
why it's understandable how no one seen these bruises on these people. Because, you know,
people,
they put each other in the mouth.
They choose not to pay attention to that shit. People might see it, they just ain't speaking on it. Even if they people don't come, it's too many avenues within these facilities for no one to have report or seen anything. You knew damn well Mr. Johnson didn't have no black eye 2 days ago. So how the fuck did he get it? You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
Well, you know what? Whoever busted the case, I hope they really, you know what I'm saying, take consideration of, it's probably about 100 of them poor old people been fucking each other up all because it ain't supposed to be there to protect them. They, you know, keep them safe. They lock them bitches up as if they were straight up killers because they, you know what I mean?
You
said it was in the Carolinas, right?
Yeah, this is North Carolina, yep.
See, didn't I tell you long ago? I'm sorry, North Carolinians or whatever the hell y'all call yourself. I cannot stand North Carolina. I don't like that area, period. I really don't. I just hate it. I don't like the Carolina area. It's some really weirdo motherfuckers out there. I'm sorry. That's my opinion, though. It has nothing to do with the show. It's just my opinion. You motherfuckers better get it together.
Get that shit together. Hey, we're going to get into a break real quick so we can come back and get off into that hot seat. And, that's about it. Let's go. Lone Star J, next level.
I hear them niggas talking, they ain't tripping, they just hating on me, fuck with they be on. I know them niggas plotting on me, they don't wanna see me make it, rather see me gone.
You know them niggas hating when they all up in your face, cause they ain't making what you making at all. Know them niggas hating when you all up on these bitches, and these bitches just taking it out.
I be on the next level shit. I be on the next level shit. I be on the next level shit.
be on that next level shit. Fuck what they be on, got a money making bitch, and she gon' bring it home. That's that next level shit. I be on that next level shit. Yeah, you niggas know about me since the snitching on me. Tell your girl about me, the hottest nigga under the sun. Tell the world about me, I'ma be good in a minute. Tell them don't worry about me. Them haters want me to fail, now my friends doubt me. You niggas saying you the hottest, but I can't tell. It's no answer for this young nigga voicemails. And I'ma fuck the game, they say sex sells. My girl fly, pretty wings, no Maxwell. It's Lone Star, the hottest ever, nobody better. The flow cold, you gon' need your jacket and your sweater. Pick a letter, I'm a G till I D-I-E. Not a bad boy, but a nigga do it V-I-G. I hear them niggas talk.
Yeah, hey, if you're just not tuning in, you heard live with All Talk No Filter on Downhouse Radio. And that was Lone Star J, Next Level. Hey, hit us up, 646-595-4038. If you hear something and you want to say something, press 1. Okay, so on to the hot seat. You know, come on, man. You know we was going to talk about it. Lizzo, mommy, what was you doing, dog? What was you doing? So if you haven't seen the footage, you've probably been under a rock. Lizzo was recently at a Lakers game, and she was banned from Staples Center because she showed up with her, literally, her ass out, and they was not for the games. Okay, so recently she did this live, and she was talking about how she was being shamed, and to me, this is really not a body shaming thing. In my opinion, it's all about, it's a time and a place for everything. You guys didn't see the outfit. It basically was an oversized T-shirt, and the ass had been cut out, and she had on, like, a thong. This is not your concert, Lizzo. These are two different things. You are at a family event where they're, like, you got kids looking like, you got people covering their kids' eyes. Like, what the fuck just happened? And I understand you might not have liked what people had to say, but you had to have known it was coming. One, did you guys see the footage? And two, I need to know what you think about that. Now, Niecy, Queen BBW, how do you feel about the things they had to say about Lizzo and her conduct at the Lakers game and her being not expelled, barred from here on out at the Staples Center because of that shenanigans that she pulled?
Okay, as far as being a big girl, I want to ask this question. I've seen postings of Nikki with her shit hanging out, and it was somebody, what's her name? The black girl from whatever, it's one of the singers, another one. She was a singer, an R&B singer. And their asses was hanging out. There you go. Yep. They asses was hanging out. Lizzo might have didn't have no lace over her butt hanging out. Hers was more beer. So, but at the end of the day, what makes her ass any more different than theirs? Because she knew her? Or is it because she's a big girl? I mean, I would want to know. We'll never get to the truth and the honest opinion about it, because if them bitches could have their shit hanging out, and it was okay. We never heard. And not for nothing, to be quite honest, the motherfucking dress Vicky had on when her ass was hanging out was uglier than a motherfucker, okay? You know, Lizzo is making a statement for some apparent reason. It could be kiss my ass because of the 50 Cent shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. You know what I mean? Because there was, you know, the little situation with 50 saying some old little smart ass, you know, little comment also, just before she did this incident. I don't know. But to me, I would question, I myself was questioning, was it because she's a big girl? What made it okay for them? Nobody questioned.
But my thing is, was it a question of venue? Like the outfit that you're talking about that Rihanna had on, that sheer dress where you could kind of see through, it was like a see-through
you
demo.
See through it.
She was, but it was like a red carpet event. It wasn't like at a game. I think maybe the difference in venues had something to do with it. Her ass was just out, dog. This is national TV. You know what I'm saying? You don't, you just can't come in a game, a televised game, with your ass out like that. And then they make it even worse because they take the cameras and they put it directly on you. Them motherfuckers know what they're doing. They take the cameras and zoom in on you. So what do? You stand up and start twerking. Really? It's just a time. It's a time and place to everything. They knew what they was doing. As soon as the camera come to you, that's the first thing you want to do is stand up and turn around and put your ass in the camera.
And Nikki's was at a game, if I'm correct, wasn't hers at a game?
I don't remember. I don't remember it. I didn't see her do that at a game. Concert
thing
and shit like that. Yeah.
Mhm. I don't know.
What you think about it? 412. What's your opinion about it?
Would it have that much of a backlash if, you know, let's say it was like Cardi B who was doing that? Would it have that much of a backlash? I mean, I'm probably sure people would still be talking about it, saying, you know, it's a time and a place, but I think it would be more acceptable.
They wouldn't have
because
been
she's the side. Yeah, because society looks at somebody like, you know, not saying just Cardi B, but within that dress size. It's acceptable. It's tasteful because that's the size that they're comfortable with. But if it was somebody, you know, like let's say Jill Scott, or you know, Niecy Honeydip, people would be too judgmental because it's not like people is really saying it like, oh, for morality or anything like that. They're just more likely inclined to criticize because of her size. And
it
has nothing
girl.
To do with
because it's a big woman.
Right, because it's a,
just because, you
yeah,
know
it's
what
a
saying?
Big girl. So
they would not have said anything like that. They'd have thought that shit was sexy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But what makes, that's when you question, what is sexy? Because it depends on the eye. You know what I'm saying? Who you are. You know, but for a big girl, they would have been, you know, they want us in a snowsuit, you know.
Right. And it's crazy. Like, it's crazy. Just like Niecy said, sexuality, sexy, being sexy, it's all an opinion, you know. So,
you
know, even though I know there's a lot more people that I know who like big women than like the
there
average
definitely is.
Size.
They only say they like the skinny bitches for society or their friends, but those are the same motherfuckers that are creeping around with the big bitch. Them the same motherfuckers. I'm not talking about the fake booty bitches. I'm not talking about the bitches who booty is all the way up on their motherfucking shoulders. You know what I'm saying? The retarded thing. It's one thing to have a fake booty, and it's another thing just to have a retarded booty. Like, you're going to die in a few years. You did too much. You know what I'm saying? But we're talking about the natural big, those natural big girls. There's a lot of motherfuckers who truly like a big girl. There's more than what people think. There really
like
is. And them the ones that, they only do it for their friends and for, you know, the family or whatever. But they be looking at that big bitch on the side.
Right. Like, there was actually, the funny thing is, I did a song about, like, 5 years ago, and it was called Big Body Chick, and it was a dedication to BBWs. And within the verse, I said, you know, there's guys who like to try to front like they don't like BBWs, but they're sexually attracted to them, but because they are afraid of what other motherfuckers might think of them or what they might say to them or what society might say, they don't publicly show their affection for it. You know what I'm saying? So they'll sneak around with a, you know, they'll mess around with a BBW or mess around with somebody. Like, have you ever seen niggas
sure
in the
hood? With one, they'll sure as hell get their dick sucked by one. They'll sure as hell cheat with one.
It'd be funny as hell because I know niggas who go around and I know a nigga who go around talking about, he be like, yo, all I mess with is bad bitches. All I mess with is bad bitches. But his first baby mama, like, precious. No offense.
But what's this
but
is my thing. What's
like,
the What is the idea of a bad bitch? I get really offended with that. Not for nothing. Like, my graphics designer is always talking about, man, when I lose this weight, I'm going to be fucking with bad bitches. What the fuck? So what are you saying? Your girlfriend ain't a bad bitch to you? Because obviously you stick with this bitch through forever. Your ex-girlfriend, whatever.
I'm sorry,
you know
fam.
You ain't no bad bitch. A totally fake bitch. A bad bitch is a bitch that's totally fake. Everything
a bad bitch is not gonna fuck with that T-shirt neither. So I'm gonna need him to calm down with all that.
And that's the funny thing because it's just like, you know, society.
Reality
has
is a bad bitch. Motherfuckers is talking all that shit, but reality is a bad bitch is who is educated about and handling her business. That's what I would think. Whether she is big, small, tall, short, a midget, a bad bitch is a bitch who is about her business, getting businesses, getting branding, making money, being educated, trying to get it. You know what I'm saying? By all means, no matter what the fucking house she getting it, she trying to get it. Because your bitch can look good as hell, but ain't got shit. Ain't even half the bitches ain't even got a couch. Look good.
And you know what? That's
you know
the
what
crazy
saying?
Thing.
Look good on the outside, but ain't got shit. Ain't going
these
too big.
These
hoes
talking about they independent,
but
you on an air mattress though. You
well,
are independent,
what I'm talking,
but you on an air mattress.
I just had this with my daughter's father. You know what I'm saying? He was actually talking about a woman who her house. You know, he does like the maintenance, cleaning it out the power houses and this, that, and the other. And he actually said he went to the house the one time, and he was like, "Ooh," and she looked good. He said he told the landlord, you know, that he worked for, you know, what does she do? She got all these name brand clothes, this, that, and the other. He said when she moved out, he went in there. I'm telling you, this was yesterday. We had this conversation. He went in there. He said that shit was so fucking nasty. You know what I'm saying? Yo, bad bitches is trifling-ass bitches. Them bad bitches live in a motherfucking garbage can. Got all that shit all over the motherfucking floor. Them your bad bitches. The bitch
half
take them pictures
half
in
them
one
bad
clean
bitches
area that she got.
Right.
Remove them motherfucking filters.
And it's crazy,
you.
Though, because if you...
The one corner that's clean is what you're taking a picture of.
If you ever notice, individuality, like, there's people who they're not inclined to be themselves. Like, there's a lot of skinny women that I know that wish they were like BBWs because they see a lot of attention that BBWs get from other guys. And then I also see BBWs who also wish that, you know, they was a little bit smaller or a little bit skinnier because, you know, the long-term effect of, you know, people making fun of women and all the, you know, crazy thing that happened with being a big person, you know. It's like nobody really wants to be themselves at the end of the day. Now, but what Lizzo did, you know, like Nisi said, it's no different than if a smaller chick was to do the same thing because we see them all the time on the radio, on the TV shows, and the videos. They dress in nothing, like damn near close to nothing, if not nothing. So at the same time, it's not about, you know, time and a place. It's all about that society's not comfortable with having a big chick and her being confident and sexy. Actually, that's one of the things that I admire.
I think if Rihanna went into the Staples Center with just a cutout hole of her ass, I think somebody would have said something. Yeah, you would have had.
Yeah, they would have. They would have said. They would have said something about the inappropriateness, like of like the time and the place, like you said. But they would have never attacked her because, like I said, society would look at a Rihanna and look at, like, her shape is the most desirable, and that's appropriate. Now, if you would have had, you know, like Lizzo, they're not only going to say, well, this ain't the time and the place to it, but they're saying you're too big for that, you're this, you're that, and everything like that.
But they've been talking about the girl from – a lot of people have been – they've been talking about her from the beginning. Come on, when she first came out on the shows and, you know what I'm saying, the, you know, all the little music award shows and she come out in her corset, they've been talking about her. But because some of the females are embracing her because of, you know what I'm saying, her creativity, you know, they're not even looking at, okay, she a big girl. They're looking at her work. You know what I'm saying? Her,
no,
her
I think they are looking at the fact that she's
a other
big girl. She's,
she's
bringing big back, Niecy, because there was a period where when you went past Missy Misdemeanor Elliott, there was no big girls, and Missy was she was a nice sized girl. She was a plus sized girl before she lost all that weight. You know what I'm saying? There was nobody
past
her
that
made it into mainstream.
Let's keep it real. Missy had her own type of sex appeal, but she was B-boy.
Yes, she did.
She was B-boy. It was different, but Lizzo is sitting in. Now she's bringing in what a Cardi doing. You know what I'm saying? Wearing the corset and all of that. And don't give a damn. You know, she shouldn't have went to the thing like that. I don't know. You know.
Well, now they got somebody to look up to that they can look up to, mm-hmm. and who is getting the attention. And now I think she's bringing the big girls back in the light, because if you any size when it comes to a man, it's so easy for a man to look like fucking Big Pun and look like Rick Ross and people like that, Notorious B.I.G. You could look or be any fucking size, but there was that window when it came to a woman, you had to fit a particular persona. And I think she's breaking.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's breaking the barrier. Give her that,
yeah.
But you still should fit.
Yeah, because majority of some of there's very few big girl models. You know what I'm saying? That are like on that did the Tyra Banks thing. You know what I'm saying? And they weren't us. They weren't. You know what I'm saying? I think there's just
mm-hmm.
one, but we don't really hear about her much. I think she's doing more acting now. You know,
and she was just
good,
a size 9. How was being a size 9 a plus considered a plus size model? I remember her because I wanted her to win so bad. That girl
mm-hmm.
that won that year, she was a size 9. Well,
mm-hmm.
she was thick as hell, but she wasn't
fat. She's thick, but that's not a plus. Just
for when you're trying to be a model.
Yeah, it's you know what I'm saying, that's not a plus. But the other one that was a plus, who is pregnant actually now, I've just seen her on The View, but that's a white girl.
Oh, Takara. You talking about Takara?
Takara did really good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she did.
And they gave her such a hard time while her weight and this, that, and the other. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
They did.
But I think she's acting now. You know what I'm saying? I think she's acting now. But the other one was a plus-size model. There is another one. She was tall, and, you know, she's a plus-size. She's pregnant now, but she was trying to lose some weight. You know? No, she can't. But she's fat now. She's pregnant. Extra fat. So, I don't know. But she's not black. You know what I'm saying? She's not black. You know, it's okay for, you know, there are some, you know, there's a lot of us BBWs that are plus size models, you know, no matter
mm-hmm.
what lane it is in, you know what I mean?
Because you're in that spectrum, right?
Yes.
Correct?
Definitely. Yes.
And, hey, y'all, Niecy be taking some fire pictures, y'all.
I just said I do everything. You know what I mean? I'm a jack of all trades. I'm open minded. The fuck?
Niecy get the
I
bag.
I don't give a
damn. We know bag lady. Oh, my
Need
bad.
Some bags. Fuck. And available for photo shoots and all that. Come on. Shit,
love
I'm
you.
Always promote me. And a nominee. Again. Tired of this shit.
One of these times you're gonna walk away with the award. They playing with that nomination shit. One of these days you're gonna walk away with the fucking award. The last one I don't know, man, that last one that you did when you was nominated, that was some bullshit to me. Cause that motherfucker, you should have won that motherfucker.
Keep being the same bitch. Keep being the same bitch. Mm-hmm.
So is it just you think who you know? Or?
It's all that plumper pass shit, you know? It's all plumper. It's all wrapped
mm-hmm.
around the plumper pass. You know, some things, I ain't going to say some things is paid for, you know what I'm saying? But then again, who knows?
Shit.
Who invests more? Okay. But it's plumper pass. That's just, you know, the plumper pass bitches. I'm an underdog when it comes to them. You know what I'm saying? But I never say never.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He don't fuck. He won't fuck with me. Mm-hmm.
Also like that BBW Hunter, too.
Huh?
That BBW Hunter, too. I like that, too. But they be going to finding big chicks. I like that.
Oh, you talking about Ken. BBW
yeah.
Highway.
Yeah. The Hunter.
If I'm with
the
him,
Hunter,
I'm with him all the time. He has shot me. You know what I'm saying? He shot me before. You know what I'm saying? He knows that I want, you know, me and him are friends. You know, we're pretty close. He's a good guy. He's a good guy. He really is. He has looked out for a lot of big girls. I ain't even going to lie. I have been in the last time I was in Vegas last year, it was when I first got there, I stayed in the little mansion that he had. You know what I'm saying? And I watched the girls that came and went and came and went. He looked out for a lot of those girls. You know what I mean? He really did. And I see the stress and what he goes through, you know. I don't know. I see a lot of shit on social media, but I also know him, you know, and he's a good guy, and he has helped a lot of girls get out there. You know what I mean? When I say get out there, help them get known. He has went out his way. That man has sent for bitches. You know what I'm saying? He done put them in hotel rooms, and I ain't talking about no little cheap-ass shit, you know. Fed them. I have seen this man do that, and for a bitch to turn on him and come back and say some of the worst negative shit, this man works hard. When I tell you he does 5-6 days, not shooting, you know, to help a bitch get her name out there, and they be no-name bitches. Bitches that regularly you wouldn't even fuck with. A person wouldn't even, you know, even notice them. He goes hard, though, you know. And his name is Ken, and he started with BBW Highway. Now he's doing the thick girls, the big booty girls. He's doing all, so he has different, you know, different little small companies within that one, within that BBW Highway. He you know, if you don't know him, look him up, BBW Highway. He's
man,
a good
I remember
guy.
I remember when I was like a teen, and my dad, he's like the king of porn. He has like porn from VHS. He had all the magazines, all the DVDs. That's why I found out about, like, Booty Talk 69 and all that shit, West Coast Production and shit.
Booty Talk 69? What the fuck?
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
There was this magazine, I'll never forget it. I was, like, 17 or 18. And I remember there was this one magazine, and it was called, what was it called? It was called Voluptuous. That was my first time seeing something like that, like the BBW porn. I've been in love with it ever since. So, you know, I enjoy that like a lot. But it's crazy though. I just think that
so
society. It's from the heart. But, you know, I just wish, you know, society would get over and stop tripping over that shit, you know, so.
Yes,
you
because
know,
if you think about it, from the beginning of time when porn and all that was starting, and it was not even porn, the magazines, I didn't really realize until I first got in, just before I got in the industry, and I asked my uncle for one of his magazines, because my dumb ass trying to figure out how to reach someone. You know, and he brought me this motherfucking magazine was so old that the paper, it was black and white, but the goddamn pages were turning yellow. You know what I'm saying? And it was all big women in there. And it was that, it was big white bitches, but my whole point was they were big girls. You know, pretty thick.
Mm-hmm.
They were more wide, you know what I'm saying, than round, but they were either way, those are plus size. And I was kind of surprised because I'm just yellow pages and shit, but I looked through it, and that gave me more encouragement. It made me feel like, fuck it, this fat bitch can do it, I can do it too. You know what I'm saying? And it took a while. It took me a year later, and somebody saw me, you know, just from the first photos, you know, and that's when I got rolling. And my first phone call was Evasive. First company to ever reach out to me was TT Boy from Evasive Angels. And, you know, all from a photo, all from one picture. And I wasn't butt naked. I was not butt naked. I had a motherfucking red dress on. Wasn't no mini muff, you know what I'm saying? But it was just the sex appeal that I brought.
You posted that before, that you had, you talking about, you said that red dress, you posted that one before.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
I complimented that picture. That's what the fuck you need to put on your thing for the dub dub. That's a nice picture.
For the who?
2020. Come on now.
Yeah. It's a whole bunch
2020.
Of
I'm saying, I'm talking about your flyer.
Yeah, but that's the cameraman that I was talking about earlier. That's the cameraman I was talking about earlier. So this new thing, you know what I'm saying, that I'm trying to do for 2020, it will start the day after Christmas. This new shit.
You said it'll
so
start
I'm
the day after Christmas?
Yeah.
I think everybody got some projects that they working on 2020, you know what I'm saying? Like, Nisi got projects, Rapstar got projects. I'm still working on this movie thing. We're finna get back into shooting scenes and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, mm-hmm. your girl finna do another little feature film. You did, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. I think we all are excited about what's coming up for us this year, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So y'all don't forget y'all, we will not be on for 2 weeks. After tonight, it is next week is the following week is Christmas week and then New Year's week, so there is a break for all the Dollhouse Radio shows. So
mm-hmm.
the things that will be going on will be on demand. And don't forget, like I mentioned in the beginning of the show, guys, 2020, step your game up. We will be shooting information out there about sponsorship and buying time to spend. You know what I'm saying? Won't cost you a lot, but you got to put a little bit into yourself to get somebody to really back you. Because nobody's willing to back
on
a motherfucker they don't want to
mm-hmm.
invest in themselves.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. If you want to continue hearing and you want people to hear you, especially on a platform like this. You not only, this platform is not just Dow House, but it's STL's platform. It's Rapstar's platform, and definitely my platform. You have to understand, you're tackling all different types of worlds and different sides of the world. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you have people coming from every angle. So that's the best way to get your shit out. People to hear it, no matter what it is, your products. You know what I'm saying? Well, no matter what it is, hell, it could be a motherfucking perfume. It could be your restaurant. It could be your music. I mean, whatever you have, you know what I'm saying? It's a way of making more money. You know, you got to spend some money to get some money. You know,
what
you want to
push
your brand, whatever your brand is. Spend a little bit of something and, you know, sponsor. It's, it only makes sense.
Yeah, you guys have to understand. Blog Talk is not one of the biggest. Blog Talk is the biggest online streaming radio station. Blog Talk is the biggest at this point. They're killing the game, and it's not just our thing. If your music is in the player, anybody, any show. Anybody who hears your music, they may like your song. They may want to work it into their
mm-hmm.
show, into another Dollhouse show because it's in the system. So you have to understand it's not just us that would probably be playing. Well, we would definitely play it, but there are other shows that could also play it, and people might like it. You never know. I've had people call and request a particular song. It's not like that doesn't happen. So 2020, that's what 2020 is all about. Step your motherfucking game up. Step shit or get off the pot.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it. And I'm done.
Marketing
we out of this. We won't be back for 2 weeks. So mark your calendars. We'll be back after the holiday break. Unless you have anybody else got anything they want to say, you can tell them how to get at you because this is a wrap.
Okay, so Niecy Honey Dip on everything. All my social media is in my name. One is in my name, fake, but in parentheses, it's Niecy Honey Dip. Please don't, nothing that has underscore, those are not me. Everything else that says page one or page two, that's me. But it has Niecy Honey Dip. I have two Twitters, two Instagrams. Well, now I have three. I got two Facebooks. So those are me. Anything that has underscore or got four followers and shit like that, them ain't me. I have hella followers. So just get at me. I'm bookable, photo shoots, events, hosting, you know, club hosting, parties, you know, so on and so forth. If you're a company for, you know what I'm saying, porn shoots, like any and all type of shoots, fetish shoots, yes, I do fetishes too. And no, I am not submissive, but I'm very dominant. And you can book me at Ralph_Terry@hotmail.com. That is my manager, and I only book through my manager. Get the check together.
We gonna clash, boy. That's gonna be a rumble in the jungle. Go ahead, Rap Star.
Yo, it's your boy Rap Star. I also have two Facebooks. I have a Cameron Cortez. That's my first one. Cameron Cortez, the second, Roman numeral 2. That's my second Facebook. I also got a Facebook fan page, Rap Star, a.k.a. Hurricane Cam. Hit me up on Twitter, Rap Star 412. I'm tweeting a little bit more, not much, but I'm tweeting a little bit more here and there, so you might catch me on it on a good day, but I'm tweeting a little bit more on Twitter. Catch me on YouTube, Rap Star 412. And I got some new shit coming out, so like some new heat. As soon as I get my black ass into the studio, you know, I got that shit for that 2020. Bubba Walters, holler at me, ma. 2020.
Hey, just know, 2020, we bringing it. Bubba Walters, get at this man. We gonna check y'all out, man. We see you when the dub get here. So y'all be ready. Hey, stay lit. We out of here.
Leaning to the left side, leaning to the right, mud in my two cups, I've been faded all night, I love calling you at 4 in the morning, faded, telling you things about me, I wouldn't tell you sober, I got problems big enough to break the realest nigga, I got family who never see the bigger picture. I got women bad enough to turn the straightest bitches. I keep flirting with these hoes, but I never finish. Cause I do not know when I'ma go, when I'ma die. So I drink and I smoke, I stay lit. I stay lit. Yeah, so I stay lit. Yeah.
Turn up,
stay lit. Yeah, stay lit. Leaning to the right side, leaning to the left. Sipping on this,
oh my god.
There ain't nothing left. Somebody pass me an already lit spliff.
Do it.
I'm way too faded to roll one.
Just do it.
Fitting in with all the misfits.
Do it.
I need a cold one. I got problems big enough to break the realest nigga.
Yeah.
I got family who never see the bigger picture.
Yeah.
I got women bad enough to turn the straightest bitches.
Oh.
I keep flirting with these. never finish. Cause I do not know when I'ma go, when I'ma die. So I drink and I smoke, I stay lit. I stay lit.
All Talk No Filter, Dollhouse Radio. We out.